Hi everybody, my name is Alex and I'm the student minister here at Andover Baptist Church, and it is such a privilege to be speaking to you all today and concluding this two-part mini-series all about prayer. Last week we looked at this idea of prayer being simple and how a simple prayer doesn't have to be a safe prayer. We also looked at how it's important to pray simple prayers which are sincere and also help us to surrender to God's will. And this is why they can be very powerful. And of course, all of this takes faith. If you missed last week's talk, don't worry, you can watch it any time on our YouTube channel, or you can listen to it on our podcast, and you don't have to have seen it for today's talk to make sense, but I would really encourage you to listen to it at some point if you have time. We really feel God has given us a message to share over these two talks, and actually it's really powerful when we weigh them up together. So far in our journey of prayer, we've identified something really important. We've identified that the whole purpose behind prayer is really to draw us closer to God. I think actually that prayer is the primary way that we can communicate with the creator of this universe, which is an amazing thought, isn't it? But prayer isn't always easy. We may not feel like it. We may not feel like we have the time to pray or the energy to pray. We may not think we know how to pray or what words we would say. And it doesn't always come naturally for us, does it? But God loves us and He just wants a relationship with us. And He loves it when we try to communicate, to reach out to Him and open our hearts to Him, when we posture ourselves and our lives towards Him. Now, this doesn't have to be a really forced or taxing thing for us to do. It doesn't need us to be coming up with elaborate or wordy prayers, but it does require us to think differently about the way we communicate with God. Now, I want to make a bit of a confession. Although, as I'm sure you're already aware, I'm somebody who has no problem with talking, I haven't always been the best at communicating. And this is because communication is a two-way thing. It's not just about talking, it's also about listening. And I think I realized this some years ago when I was living away from home. In fact, I spent many years away from home since I left school and went to university, and I traveled, I lived in other countries and worked there. And then when I joined the army, I was posted abroad. And I've always had a really good, a really strong relationship with my mum. And I would have said that we were really good at communicating with each other, which is important, isn't it, when you're in different countries. But actually, I remember this one long-distance phone call with my mum, which was like many others. I probably had a problem that I needed solving. Maybe I was in trouble, I was getting low on money. And I remember my mum gently telling me that she would always be there for me. She was always on the other end of a phone if I needed her. But, she added, it would be great if perhaps I rang her more often and not just because I was in need of help or assistance. Ouch. But actually, the penny kind of dropped for me because she was right. I didn't often call my mum to see how she was or what she was up to or just to listen to her and find out about her day or what's going on for her. I actually was off in my own little world, and when I needed help, I would call her. And I am so grateful that she was always there for me. But I think the way that I communicated with her said a lot about our relationship. And it made me realize that I often took it for granted. And when I was thinking about this recently, I realized this is actually quite reflective of how my relationship with God has been. I've never found it difficult going to God when I've got a problem or reaching out to Him when I need help. But I haven't always communicated with Him regularly, and it certainly hasn't been a two-way conversation. And listening to God is an area that I still struggle with. And actually, I've realized that I will always struggle with prayer when I see it as a transactional thing, a problem-solving exercise, rather than a way to develop my relationship with God. I've heard it described that sometimes we can approach God as if He's a sort of cosmic slot machine. We might go to Him, put in our prayer tokens, and expect to get what we want in return. But if we approach God this way, we're not only going to be disappointed, but actually our relationship with Him just can't grow. So if prayer is all about communicating and connecting with God in order to bring us closer to Him, then it has to be a regular part of our lives. If you think of some of your closest relationships, maybe it's family or friends or colleagues, I wonder how often do you communicate with them? And what does that communication look like? And if we're feeling daring today, let's ask ourselves, how good are we at communicating in our relationships? What type of communicator are you? Are you a good listener? Are you better at talking than at listening, like me sometimes? Are you good at being open and honest with others? Or do you find this really difficult? You know, we could even ask people close to us this question. People who we trust to be honest and kind in their response. But I think it would tell us a lot about how we communicate. Often we're just not aware, are we? Now, if we're thinking about this in our relationships, I want to ask you, what about your relationship with God? What is your communication with God like? Is it regular? Is it infrequent? Do you only go to God when you have a problem? Do you take time to listen to God and just to be with him, be in his presence? Do you always expect to get an immediate response from him? Do you tell God what's really going on in your heart? Do you approach God at all? And I wonder, are there similarities between how you communicate with others and how you communicate with God? Now, this is all well and good, isn't it, comparing our relationship to God with our relationship with others. But there is one significant difference. We don't experience God in the same way that we experience people. You know, if we're communicating with someone, having a conversation, we know they're there because we either see them or we hear them speaking or we get a message, an email or a letter from them. And these are tangible things. But it's not quite the same with God, is it? Although it would be amazing to get an email or a WhatsApp from God from time to time, be really helpful. But actually, we know that God does work through other people in our lives and in wonderful, mysterious ways. But in order to build a direct and intimate relationship with God, we need to have faith. And that is the big difference. And although God is with us all of the time, recognizing his presence and knowing how God communicates with us, it isn't always very easy to work out. And that's because we live in an earthly world. We have three physical dimensions. But God's kingdom is a spiritual one, a bit like an extra dimension, if you think of it that way. And it's one, actually, that we need to learn about and to become aware of. And we need to explore it by faith. And we don't have to do it alone. You know, this is part of the reason that God came to earth in the form of a human being as his son, Jesus, to teach us about who he is and what his kingdom is like. And although Jesus is no longer living on earth, we still get to have a relationship with him. And we get the help of the Holy Spirit, which is God's presence with us always. We can actually communicate with God in a variety of ways. It's not just with our words, but maybe in our actions, our thoughts, our feelings, the things that we do in everyday life. And actually, what's really important to recognize is that prayer is a language of the heart. Prayer is a language of the heart. And God is always looking at our heart. He knows if the words that we speak to him are reflecting our heart or not. And prayer is a language of the heart. It's quite a radical idea if you think about it. And as with any language, it's something that we have to learn. I don't know if anyone has had that experience of learning a new language. Well, actually, we all have, haven't we? When we were babies or children, we all had to learn how to speak or to communicate. To begin with, it's really difficult. Things don't make sense and we only understand the odd word or sound. But over time, we learn, we grow and develop. In the end, we're fluent, aren't we? And it's the most natural thing for us to do. It does take some work. It does take time and effort. But the rewards are so worth it. In fact, they are vital for life. And I think it's the same when it comes to our relationship with God, as we learn this new language of prayer. You know, I remember I was never very good at learning languages at school. I found it quite boring and a really difficult exercise learning from a textbook. It was a really stale experience for me. But after school, I went off to university and I chose to study Spanish from scratch. And I spent a year living in Spanish-speaking countries in Spain and in Peru. And I found it so much easier than I thought to pick up the language doing it this way. And what made a difference for me was the experience. I was experiencing this new language in everyday life. I submerged myself in it. And it was a bit strange, a bit scary to begin with, and I was tempted to give up at times. But actually, I was getting the feel and the sound of this new language before I could really understand it. And it was a bit like using a new sense. And after a while, it all began to click, and it became easy and enjoyable and natural, and it was like a whole new world had opened up to me. And actually, this experience has taught me quite a lot about my prayer life, because it does take effort, it does take time, and maybe it feels difficult and awkward to begin with. And sometimes we need to get away from our stale impressions or our stale experiences of prayer altogether and be willing to step out and to experience it in a whole new way. And above all, the most important thing is that we keep it going, that we don't give up no matter how we're feeling. You know, this advice has been so important for Christians ever since Jesus walked the earth and modeled a life of continual prayer and relationship with God. One of the earliest leaders of the church in the first century was a man called Paul. He started a string of churches across from the Middle East, right across the Mediterranean and into Europe. And he then pastored these churches, as you did back then, by writing letters to them because he was traveling around. And some of these letters are contained in the New Testament part of the Bible. And in these letters, it's amazing how often Paul writes about the importance of prayer. Let's look at a few things that he says. To a church that was based in Ephesus, which is in Turkey, he wrote that they should pray in the Spirit on all occasions and with all kinds of prayers and requests. And then to a church in Thessalonica, which is in Greece, he wrote something similar. He said, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." I think we get the message, don't we? Prayer is not a one-off thing, but it's something that we need to be doing all of the time. But that doesn't mean that it still can't be simple, by the way. It just needs to be a regular part of our lives. You know, Paul also recognized that people don't find it easy to pray, which is why he writes about it in his letters. He wants to encourage the churches not to give up. So what can we learn from Paul's advice in his letters? Because actually, there's a little bit more there than just keep it going, isn't there? There's a few really practical pointers for us. Firstly, Paul tells us when we should pray. He says we should pray always, continually, in all circumstances. That's good times and the bad times. He also explains how we should pray. He says in all kinds of ways, with things like requests and thanksgiving. And finally, he reminds us of why we should pray, because it is God's will for us. I wonder if you're thinking at this point, well, this is great advice, but how can anyone pray all of the time? How can anyone pray continually? You know, I thought exactly that. It just isn't practical. And even for me as a trainee minister, I don't think I could get away with spending all of my time in prayer. And what would that look like anyway? And if you think about it, trying to keep communication going constantly with anyone is impossible, isn't it? Although I do know of some WhatsApp ninjas out there, but no one can keep it going all of the time. What about when we sleep, for starters? So actually, in human terms and in human relationships, constant communication is impossible. So it's no wonder this kind of advice is daunting. But guess what? With God, it is not impossible, because God is always communicating with us. We may not be aware of it, but he's always there waiting for us to respond and to open our hearts to him. And because prayer comes from our heart and it connects us to God's heart, it is possible to pray continually. It's possible for that connection to always be going on. And maybe it's just going on in the background and we're not completely aware of it, but I do believe that it is possible. And that's why Paul wrote those things in his letters. It is really a whole new language, isn't it? But it is one that we can be experiencing continually in our lives. I heard someone describe it as like praying, it's like breathing, or someone said it's like having the radio on in the background. It is possible to live our lives from a place of prayer. You don't have to kind of hide away in a quiet room all of the time to do this, although there are times when this is needed. And the great thing about prayer, as Paul wrote in his letter, is that there are all kinds of ways to pray. Of course, most commonly we might use words to pray, and that is really helpful and important. Maybe it's spoken words or thought words, but we may also use silence to listen. We might find it easier to connect with God in nature or in creation. Some people feel closest to God when they are being active, when they're doing things. Maybe it's during a sport or an activity or cleaning or when we're at work. Maybe it's when we spend time with others, when we listen to music or write or read, maybe when we're drawing or imagining, and even when we're dreaming or sleeping. The list really could go on. You know, the key thing is it's about our heart. And if prayer really is a language of the heart, then there's no end of number of ways that we can pray and we can keep that connection with God going. It's just about the posture of our heart. It's about opening our hearts to God, being ready to communicate with him and being ready to listen to him. Now, this all sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Some like a bit of a fairy tale, but it isn't always easy. As we talked about this last week, prayer is not easy at times. I'm sure many people listening or watching know all too well what a busy, rushed, pressured, demanding day feels like, where you get to the end of it and you can't even remember what has happened. The last thing on your mind is prayer. And that is okay. That's why it does take time, and it is a process, it's a journey, but it's also why we need to keep it going. We need to persevere with it. We need to pray when we feel like it and when we don't feel like it. We need to be ready to seek God in all situations, in all circumstances. And actually, because life is so busy at times and it pulls us in all sorts of directions, we do need times where we are alone with God in prayer, whatever that looks like for you. For some people, this is first thing in the morning or last thing at night. For others, it may be at regular times during the day. And we do need to have those moments. Otherwise, it is easy to get dragged along by the world, rather than to just stop and to draw closer to God. It's about taking those moments, opening our heart to God and inviting him into whatever we are doing. And it can be as simple as that. And it doesn't take a long time just to take a moment and just to be aware that God is with you. You know, I think God really wants to encourage us all today just to keep at it, to keep it going, to keep trying. In some of the reading that I've been doing, some of the research about prayer we're doing in recent weeks, it's been so interesting and encouraging for me to discover that even people who dedicate their whole life to prayer and study prayer, they say that they are still novices, that they never master it. But they do see that in persevering in prayer, their relationship with God has been able to grow and flourish in ways they had never imagined. And that is the most important thing, isn't it? God has done an amazing thing through their prayers as a result, and he does an amazing thing through ours. I know it is daunting, but prayer really is a journey, and it's one worth embarking upon, and it's a step-by-step journey. So wherever you are on this journey right now, be encouraged. There's always a next step for us to take. So I wonder, what might be your next step in this area of your life? Maybe it's just being aware of how you communicate with God. Maybe it's asking God to help you with prayer. Maybe it's just trying to regularly pause and open your heart to God, even just take a few seconds every so often in your day just to be aware of God. You know, I know some people even set a daily reminder on their phone to do it. But after a while, if you do things like this, it becomes more natural and it becomes second nature. You know, maybe for you this week, it could be just discovering a new and exciting way to pray, though a prayer that reinvigorates you and makes you want to spend time with God and doesn't take you out of what you're doing, out of work or parenting or whatever it is. You know, there's so many resources out there that can help. Last week, I mentioned a few great books, one called How to Pray by Pete Gregg, who's the founder of a 24/7 prayer movement. It's a movement that's been praying constantly all over the world for the past 21 years, which is amazing, isn't it? There's another great book by Richard Foster, all about prayer. It's a very reflective, deep, beautiful book. I really recommend that. And also Craig Rochelle's Dangerous Prayers, which is exactly what you might imagine it to be, challenging, exciting, and daring. We also have a Connect group running, the prayer course at this time. That's a great course, just going through what prayer is all about. If you want to sign up for that, just go to our website under groups and you can find it there. And I just want to let you know about a few other helpful tools for regular prayer. There's a whole bunch of apps you can get on your phone now. You've got ones like Lectio 365, also developed by Pete Gregg in the 24/7 prayer movement. This is daily scripture reading and a reflection for about 8 minutes, and they're really helpful. And there's so many others. There's ones like the Prayers You Go app or the PrayerMate app that do similar things, and they give you guided prayers, which is so good, especially when your day is rushed and busy, just to take that time out, take a few minutes out. Of course, we've also got the YouVersion Bible app that so many people use. You can also log your prayers on there and join in prayers with others. And if you're looking for a bit of inspiration this week, I really want to recommend to you this podcast. It's by The Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer. It's a 2-minute podcast every day, and every day there's just a simple story of amazing answers to prayer. It's a great way to encourage us all to keep on praying. And of course, you don't always need technology to help you. So many people find that keeping a prayer journal is just a really helpful, really simple way of keeping prayer going. Not only reminds us of our journey with God, and it helps us to pray regularly, but it just teaches us amazing things about who God is as well. If you want any help or any support, we'd just love to journey with you. So please do get in touch with us here at Andover Baptist Church. Do also ask others to join you in prayer and to support you in prayer, because that's a great way of exercising our faith. In a moment, we are going to listen to a few more songs that help us to worship God and to open our hearts to him. Maybe you just want to use this time just in quiet to listen and to reflect on what you feel God is saying to you today. But first, I would just love to pray for us all. Loving God, thank you that you're always with us. Thank you that you love us and you just long for us to open our hearts to you. And Lord, if we're honest, this idea of praying always, it seems really difficult and really impossible, but with you, nothing is impossible. So I just pray you encourage each of us today, wherever we are in our journey of faith and in our relationship with you, encourage us to take a step that will help us to go deeper in prayer, to pray more often, and to really sense that we are growing closer to you and living a life from places of prayer that will bless others and will bless the world around us. Amen.